buying your own home or buying investment property? Which one is the better decision and which order should I do it in? My name is Dan. Welcome to the Passive Income Doctor podcast.
Just a reminder, this podcast is for entertainment purposes. Nothing here is financial advice. Please speak to your trusted professional advisors. Views expressed by podcast participants are solely their own.
In this short and sweet episode, I talk about buying your own home to live in versus buying an investment property. So, what are some pros of buying your own home? Some people like having a place to call their own. They can make their changes, such as putting in a garden bed, changing the color of the walls, putting nails in the walls, hanging pictures up. And anecdotally, and you know, it seems having kids for many is a trigger for them to want to go from renting to having their own home. Number two pro would be the feeling of security of place. In Australia, typically leases are for 6 to 12 months. Whilst in Europe, there's more of a renting's more kind of societally seen as, okay thing to do and not have a stigma. You know, in Europe, often the leases can be, you know, 5 or more years. And I guess in Australia, you know, there's a risk of after 6, 12 months, the landlord might want to move back in or they might increase the rent. So for some people, having own home, even if it means paying a high mortgage for them, they might see it as worthwhile. Number three pro of own home to live in would be capital gains tax exemption. So if you choose to sell it in the future, and you know, obviously if you look back decades ago, you know, property prices have gone up a lot. And if say in retirement you sell, downsize, then you have a large chunk of money that you obtained tax-free from selling it. For a lot of Australians, the majority of the wealth is tied up in their own home. So I guess you could say a number four pro would be kind of for savings. For some people that are not as good with money, it kind of forces you to be disciplined. You know, there is a monthly mortgage that needs to be paid. Whilst if you were renting and there was heaps of excess cash flow, you could be prone to spending it on, you know, car, holiday, going out. I would say, what are some cons? You know, you need a large deposit. It ties up a lot of money. Number two is, once you have this mortgage of your own home, you can feel trapped, and then there's the stress of susceptible to interest rate rises. Another one is that loss of flexibility. You're less likely to pack up and leave the town you're in, the suburb, or even the country if there's a job opportunity or lifestyle opportunity that arises. You know, say a chance to, you know, do an exchange or do some startup in another city or another country, you're probably less likely to do that if you have your own home. It is true that you could rent it out, but I know some people have emotional tie to their own home and feel, for example, a tenant would not look after the house as well as they would. Another con could be costly repairs. Plumbing, electrician, roofing, landscaping, things that break down, appliances. Now, if you're renting and, you know, obviously if it wasn't willful damage by the tenant, you know, the tenant can easily defer to the landlord to get it fixed. If it's an investment property on the landlord's behalf, they can claim these repairs as a tax deduction. But look, if it's your own home that you're living in, these repairs are not deductible. Another con for owning your own home is, as I touched on before, susceptible to interest rate rises. And it is true, in recent times, renters have had to bear rent increases, 20%, 30%, you know, depending on where you are in the country. Interest rates, though, have more than doubled, tripled actually, you know, from, you know, kind of around 2% or even slightly below to now kind of well above 6%. So the mortgage repayments in a lot of cases have doubled, which is a big burden on a lot of families that are doing it tough. If you couple that with inflation as well and costs of goods going up as well. Another con of having your own home is it can affect your ability to grow an investment portfolio. Why? Because your own home is seen as a liability. It is not an income-generating asset. Whilst if you had investment properties, yes, there's debt that you need to service, but you get rental income that can help you. Basically, it's adding to your income and therefore improving your servicing. Another factor to consider in the mix would be, if your income's not going to increase, you've reached kind of a plateau. If you've maxed out all your borrowing power on investment properties, you may be tapped out if you were trying to buy your own home. You may be forced to sell investment, and you may be forced to sell it at an inopportune time. You know, it's maybe the market's going through a down period, or if you've just recently bought it and then you're forced to sell, you could take a loss on that investment property if you factor in stamp duty, selling costs, closing costs, you know, like solicitor fees and so on, bank fees. So that's just one thing to consider. I would say that your own home is a lifestyle asset, you could say, rather than what's considered a traditional asset that does pay incomes, such as dividend paying shares or cash flow positive investment properties. Commercial properties, for example, tend to have a high yield. So ultimately, some people will buy their own home first, make the use of first home buyer grants. Do bear in mind, though, historically, anytime the Australian governments, whether state or federal, has announced, for example, a $50,000 first home buyer grant for brand new properties, these house and land companies or off-the-plan apartment developers will just jack up the price by $50,000. Because in a sense, they're just promoting or increasing the demand, often bringing forward demand. People that were on the fence, they all rush in to try and make use of the grants. But who benefits really is these developers and construction companies. Often investors or home buyers who buy into these subpar properties, off-the-plan apartments, if you look at the long term, they lose out hundreds of thousands of dollars in real or opportunity costs over the next 5 to 10 years. So sometimes the short-term gain turned out to be a long-term loss. So that's just something to consider about, don't just consider the carrot, the grants when deciding whether to buy your own home or investment property first. Some people can combine the best of both worlds. They rent vest. They rent where they wish to live, for example, close to the CBD, in an apartment, which may be more cost effective to rent to the buy and may not be a great investment long term, as I said, if there's an oversupply of high-rise apartments. However, it may suit your lifestyle at that time. Also as well, out of all the suburbs, 15,000 suburbs in Australia, your suburb that you're currently in or your parents are in, may not be the best for capital growth. It may be flat for the next few years. So rather you could rent there and invest in a market where it is growing, where you get that capital growth and you can grow that asset base. So ultimately buying your own home or investing first is a very personal decision. You can factor in family, friends, and obviously your significant other. You kind of have to be on the same page, but these are some things that I hope you consider for your next property decision. I guess in closing or summary, your own home provides some security and also some capital gains tax-free treatment if or when you sell it. However, your own home does hamper your investing journey in terms of borrowing power. And also, you are responsible for all the repairs, maintenance, because it's not an investment as well. These costs are not tax deductible. So I hope this is some food for thought, a quick episode today, about buying your own home versus investment. Thanks for listening to today's show. Please take a moment now to hit the subscribe button and share the podcast, because this will help others benefit also. So until next time, keep taking steps to improve your financial health. Oh,